Hello and welcome to the Greg Fearon podcast with your host Greg Fearon, and today is a solo episode from yours truly to talk about why I don't hate diets. Okay, this is going to be an interesting episode for people because I work with women, in that realm of helping them get in shape, lose weight, get the confidence they want so that they can achieve more in their life. Now, I've been around the fitness, wellness, whatever space you want to call it for over 20 odd years. And one of the things that I keep hearing over and over again is I hate the word diet. Okay, so ladies will come to me and be like, hey, Greg, I really want to lose weight, but I hate the word dieting and I don't want to diet anymore. And it's a really interesting complex. So what I found is when we talk about things that we hate, it's not the word that we hate, it's the feelings that come up from the word and our experiences of that word, right? So many of the women I've worked with have had maybe been put on diets at a very young age or told they were too fat as they were kids. Having been an ex-fat kid, I know exactly how that feels. But what happens is we develop feelings and stories around the word. Okay. So the word diet, is like the biggest, most scariest monster in the world because over the years, you may have failed in or on a diet to lose weight. Okay. But it's ironic that we will put all this energy into hating diets and failure around that area of our life. But then we've had failed relationships, but we don't say I hate relationships. We've had failed jobs, but we don't say I hate jobs because, you might have not got the promotion you want or been able to get to the level you want, or you just didn't like the job. So it's really interesting. So when you dial down what people mean, and this is part of the work I do in my coaching, is to really dial into what's behind the feeling that you're telling me you have around the word diet. Okay. Because when you look at it, the word diet just means what you eat every day. It just means all of the things that you put in your mouth every day. Just sit with that for a second. Diet just means what you put in your mouth. So if you have a pet, then your pet has a diet of Pedigree Chum, like meat with jelly around it. If you have a cat, your cat also has a diet of meat with jelly around it. You might have dry food, et cetera, et cetera. No shout out to those people who make their meat-eating animals go vegan. That needs to stop. But anyways, aside from that, but all of your pets have a diet. You have a gerbil or a hamster that has a diet of nuts and seeds. So every one of my clients that come to me has a diet. And that diet is either leading them towards the person they want to be or away from it. And when we start to understand that the word diet actually has no real power over you, and this is part of the work we do in my coaching program, the Empowered Body Method, is it totally disarms the word. Because if you keep saying, I hate dieting, this is what happens. You actually end up self-sabotaging yourself later on. Because what you eat is your diet. So at some point, you're going to self-sabotage because you hate your diet. It's so crazy. Okay, so you start on intuitive eating, for example, and then down the road, you just go and self-sabotage because you've got this narrative in your head that you hate diets. So anytime you go into this mode of eating more fresh fruit and vegetables, eating more protein, not eating so much overly processed stuff, not going out and eating or getting takeaways every night, you're automatically going to go into this mindset of, I hate diets. So of course, then you get stuck because your brain knows that you change the way you're eating, but you're going to throw up this subconscious block from way back when that says, I hate diets. So of course, what you can do, you're going to self-sabotage. You're going to do everything possible to not be on a diet. And this is what keeps so many people stuck on this merry-go-round of, I can't lose weight. I'm struggling because of the association you have with the word diet. It was really interesting in a coaching call recently. I asked the question and just asked, what does the word diet mean to you? And you know, one of my clients said it means restriction, it means suffering. I was like, got it. And I just said, okay, so as you sit there eating a nice balanced diet, tell me where the suffering is in that. So we just did a bit of visualization. You know, while you're eating whatever you eat every day, where's the suffering in eating vegetables and meat? And it was really interesting. She couldn't find any. The story around suffering and restriction was because of things she tried in the past, which of course meant you suffered, right? 800 calorie diet. Of course, that's going to be a problem. It's going to be a real challenge for you. But when you remove the power of that word diet and actually pin it down to, well, what did you do that made you suffer? Well, I went on a low calorie diet because I wanted to be seen as perfect and get approval from my parents or whoever was in my life. Got it. So it wasn't the diet that hurt you. It was how you were feeling and some of the actions you took to meet this need for perfection. Yes. And would that have caused you suffering? Yes. Got it. So now we've removed the power from the word diet into and actually gone into and understood what's been driving the feeling around this anti-diet thing. Because I'm going to tell you now, I love diet. I love diet. I love, love, love diet. If you come to work with me, we are going to change your diet. We are not going to put you on a diet because you already have a diet. We're going to change your diet so that it becomes something that nourishes you, that energizes you, and you don't have to suffer. And you don't have to suffer with diabetes, or you don't have to suffer with other chronic illnesses. So if we're going to change your diet, okay, because your diet is always ever present. Everything you take in is part of your diet. And I think once we understand that and we get peace with that, you'll avoid a ton more suffering later down the line. So, look within yourself, ask yourself the question, is it the word diet that I hate? Or is there a story underneath that that's definitely holding me back? Thanks for listening to the Great Theorem podcast. Leave a review or share this episode with someone who is potentially finding it a challenge to lose weight, get healthy, because the one thing you need to remember is you can't separate the body from the mind. You can't. The brain and body are inseparable. I'll see you in the next episode. Bye for now.